Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, April the 24th, 1983.
188. Revive us again, it might be better known to some of you. All four verses. Let's all stand.
We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now on above. Hallelujah, Thine the glory, hallelujah, amen.
Bye. Our scripture is taken from Psalm 85, verses 5 through 10. And if you don't have your Bibles, please use the Talman Barber Memorial Bibles you'll find on the back of the pew. And the page number of that Bible is 537. Psalms 85, verses 5 through 10. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger into all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that hear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning. We have on our hearts those on our prayer list, those that are homebound, those sick and afflicted, those that are in the hospitals, those that are traveling this morning. We pray for them this morning that you would be with them wherever they are, whatever their need, that you would supply. This morning, Father, we want to pray for our coming revival starting tomorrow night. Father, help us to start a revival in our hearts today. Be with Brother James as he brings us the message and speak to each of our hearts, and cause us, Father, to see the need in our lives, that we would accept Jesus if we do not know him, that we'd be better Christians if we do. Help us, Father, to live a life that would make a better witness for you in this world. We pray, Father, that you'd go with us through this service and continue to pour out your blessings upon us. And we thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. And again, we pray that you'll be with us in this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
these verses that Brother White read for us in Psalm 85, as well as in 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're going to be looking at that verse also today. Today is Life Commitment Sunday, and the day before our revival begins. And we want to look at the message today. It says, revive us again. The last stanza of that song, first song we sang this morning says, revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Revival. This word in the Old Testament means to recover, to repair, restore, or to be made whole. So this word, revive or revival, means a lot. It means much today to have our love rekindled, to have our love restored or repaired. You know where revival comes? It comes in Christians' lives. And it results in people, men and women, boys and girls, being saved and coming to know the Lord. And beginning a new life in Him. Revival comes to a Christian as he or she meets with God on an individual basis. And comes clean with God. Confessing any known sin or unknown sin in their lives and getting everything up to date. We should never live on yesterday's blessings or on what God did for us yesterday. I preached last year, I guess it was, in the wintertime on a sermon that said how to keep a fire going. You know how to keep a fire going if you have a stove at home. I was raised by an old grate, and I thank God for that. But we have a stove at home. Many of you have stoves. How do you keep a fire going? I believe, if I can remember those 3 or 4 points I gave last year, remove yesterday's ashes. A fire will not burn on yesterday's ashes. Remove the ashes. Add fuel. And keep the draft open. Through prayer. I tell you, friends, the fire in our hearts need to be burning as we look forward to tomorrow night. The prayer of my heart is that we'll pray this song that we sang a while ago, revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. I believe the Bible has some guidelines on a church or an individual as they experience revival. We want to look at some of these today, and we'd like to look at verse 6 here of Psalm 85 again before we have another word of prayer. Psalm 85:6 says, wilt thou not revive us again? And you know what comes out of revival? The last part of verse 6. That thy people may rejoice in thee. That is the result. The end result of real revival is that Christians rejoice. When David sinned in Psalm 51, he got right with the Lord again. He got his soul rekindled, revived. As he had to say, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Did you know what? A Christian can lose their joy They can never lose their salvation. The one who has saved us is going to keep us. Let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer, please. Father, this morning we thank Thee for bringing each one of us here to Your house of worship. Father, we come to Thee empty of ourselves, that You would fill us with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. We only want the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, to be seen today. And this is why the Holy Spirit is in each one of our lives today, Father, is that He may be seen, that Jesus may be lifted up. And we're grateful today for all that You're going to do in this service. Revive us again, Lord, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee. We just thank Thee, Father, for all You're going to do in the days ahead this week. Father, help each one of us to be here as we come each night, to come expecting the Lord to speak to us through the message, through the singing, through every part of the service, Lord, that Jesus Christ may truly be lifted up this week. We thank Thee for all that He has done for us. We thank Thee for His death on the old rugged cross of Calvary for our sins, that we could have eternal life and have life more abundantly. Use us, Lord, this day for Your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of Habakkuk is another book in the Bible besides Psalms that has the word revive in it. In Habakkuk 3:2 it says, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years." Revive thy work in the midst of the years. You know, I'm glad today that we can say with the psalmist, "Oh, keep my soul and deliver me, for I put my trust in Thee." That's why we're here today. We put our trust in the Lord. The word "kept" is in the Bible many times, and some of them are found in Psalms and other places. He will keep you as the apple of His eye. Psalm 17:8. He will keep you in all your ways. Psalm 91:11. He will keep that which you have committed unto Him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. He will keep you as a shepherd cares for his flock of sheep. He will keep you in perfect peace. He will keep you from the air of temptation and support you in the time of trial. He will keep you from falling. And He will keep you from the evil. The Lord today is able to keep. And He is also able to revive us. Revive us. May we today be revived in spirit and soul and even in body as we look to the Lord in the days ahead. Our key verse today is going to be the 6th verse of Psalm 85 that says again, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" Why? "That thy people may rejoice in thee." The Bible has some guidelines for revival. And one of these, one of the verses in the Bible that we want to look at the beginning is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. This is a verse that many of you no doubt can quote from memory. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Turn to that with me. We'll spend a little while in that verse. This is written to the Jews, I know, but I want to apply it to 1983, to everyone, to all Christians especially. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name. Now, what two letters did that verse begin with? If. This is a conditional verse. If we'll do the first part, God is going to do His part. You can rest assured of that. God is going to do His part. But you and I have to come through with our part if we want to see revival. I believe that there is a price to be paid for real revival in an individual's heart or in a church. There's a price to be paid. And the first thing it says here in 2 Chronicles 7:14 is this: shall humble themselves. You know, humility is the opposite of pride. The Bible has much to say about humility as well as pride. Solomon said in Proverbs 16 and verse 18, pride goeth before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. I spoke a few weeks ago on the giants. Get rid of the giants. And the last one I mentioned was pride. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Did you know it's going down that we can go up? Coming down in humility, we have to go down to come up. My favorite character in the Bible, other than Jesus, as you know, I've already said it many times here, is Zacchaeus, I guess. Zacchaeus went up that tree. What did Jesus say to him? He said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going home with you today. It's in coming down that we can go up. Pride goeth before destruction. In James 4:10, the Bible tells us, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and what will He do? He'll lift you up. How long has it been since you and I had a lift from the Lord? He's able to lift us. Isn't that wonderful? If we'll come down in humility, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He'll lift you up. How long has it been since we had a lift from the Lord? We spoke on the book of 1 Peter for quite a few messages. There was one verse in chapter 5 and verse 5 that says, yea, all of you be subject one to another. You know, I'd like to be down at the feet of each one of you today. Without the Lord, I'm nothing. And my friend, without the Lord, none of us here would be worth anything. The Lord. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Somebody phrased it like this one time: we can get too big for God to use, but we can never get too little. Pride. We need to come down in humility, church, individuals. God hates pride. Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, Solomon there mentions this: these six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look. That's the first one mentioned. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. That's not all this verse says. trust our hearts will never be lifted up in pride. Their hearts need to be filled with thanksgiving and love. What God's done and what He's going to do. The second thing this verse says, and pray and seek My face. First of all, humble themselves, and then pray and seek My face. This is God talking. As food is to the body, so is prayer to the soul. Daily Bread said it like this one time. Prayer is the oxygen of the soul. Prayer. You know, Jesus was the prime example of a man of prayer, a person who prayed. In Luke 11, and verse 1, it tells us, it came to pass that as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased or finished praying, one of His disciples said unto Him, Lord, you know the rest of that verse, don't you? Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, they didn't say, Lord, teach us to preach. Or they didn't say, Lord, teach us how to witness. But they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Friends, I believe this with all my heart today. If we will pray, all the other things are going to fall right in place. If God can get us to pray and to seek His face. As I said, Jesus was the prime example of prayer. And if we're not very careful, the devil, he's a sly old fox. As that little chorus says, if I could catch him, I'd put him in a box. I'd lock the lid and lose the key for all the tricks he's played on me. The devil will get us so busy that if we're not very careful, a day is going to be gone. And we haven't spent much time with Him in prayer. The first chapter of Mark is a wonderful, there's a wonderful verse in this chapter, verse 35. Mark 1:35. It says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out. It's talking about Jesus. He went out and departed into a solitary place. And there, you know what He did? He prayed. Friends, if Jesus needed to pray, if He needed to spend time with His Heavenly Father in prayer, how much more you and I need to spend with Him in prayer. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. If My people, which are called by My name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek My face. In Psalm 27:8, the Bible tells us, when Thou saidest, seek ye My face, My heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. The psalmist said, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. But this is not all. We need to humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face. This next part, it says, and turn from their wicked ways. That sounds pretty hard, doesn't it? And turn from their wicked ways. Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. We need to turn. If God's people, I believe, will do these three things, humble themselves, pray and seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways, God's going to step right in and do the last part of this verse. What does the last part say? Then, it begins with if, and the middle part of the verse says, then will I hear from heaven. I'll hear from heaven. Does it ever seem like our prayers just go up to the ceiling and bounce back? It's not God's fault when that happens. It's our fault. God says, I'll hear from heaven. And I'll not only do that, I'll forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. Their sins need to be forgiven. That's why 1 John 5:1-9 is in the Bible. 1 John 1:9 says, begins with if. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here in these verses that Brother White read for us, verse 5 says, wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Did you know what today? The only thing that can steal a Christian's joy is a three-letter word. And I is right in the middle of it. And that is sin. That's like trying to walk in darkness and trying to walk in the light at the same time. It can't be done. That wonderful book of 1 John says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If you and I were ever any closer to God than we are today, it's not God's fault. Sin will rob us of many blessings. The 8th verse here in Psalm 85 says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. I trust each of us will. I trust we'll hear what God is speaking to us today. For He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints. But let them turn not again to folly. There was a wonderful person in the Old Testament by the name of Samuel. And one day, one night, the Lord spoke to him. And he didn't know it was the Lord. He went to Eli the priest and said, you call me. And Eli said, go and lie down again. And 3 times that happened. And Eli then knew it was God speaking. And he said this to Samuel, the next time your name is called, You say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord. And Samuel went and lay down again, and his name was called twice. Samuel, Samuel. Speak, Lord. That's what you and I need to say to the Lord today. Lord, I'm ready to hear what you have to say. God wants to speak to us. Over in the next chapter of Psalm 86 and verse 15, it says, But thou, Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. God is full of compassion today, and He wants to reach out and save you. He wants to reach out and touch your life today, friend, as a Christian. I wouldn't wait another day to get things straightened out between us and the Lord. Brother Casey should not have to preach to us Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night to get us straightened out. We should come tomorrow night with our heart bubbling over with joy and love for lost people and love for each other. The Bible says, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? And the psalmist even answers the question by taking heed thereto according to thy word. The story is told about a Christian who had grown cold spiritually. He was down, he was depressed, discouraged, and his mind was filled with evil thoughts. He became full of pride and selfish. His friends were aware of what was coming off in his life, and they were concerned. He yearned deeply for the joy that he once had. One day he went into his study, and his attention was drawn to his Bible. You know how it looked? It was closed and covered with dust. There's where his problem was. His Bible lay unused. Friends, the most precious, as well as probably many times the most neglected book in the home, Bible. We should never let dust collect on the Bible from not being used. A well-worn Bible. Could someone finish that saying for me? It's not in the Bible, but it should be, I guess. I heard this in the Daily Bread one time. A well-used Bible belongs to a well-fed soul. A Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to a person who isn't. My friend, we need to get back to the book. This fellow saw his Bible closed and covered with dust, picking up that forgotten book and wiping the dust off of it. He resolved to read and meditate in that book daily. You know what happened? He again found the joy of the Lord. Don't neglect the book, the Bible, the book of all books. One of the verses of our invitation song today says, I've tired of sin and straying, Lord. Now I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word. Lord, I'm coming home. I trust today you care a lot about your Bible. Heard a fellow on TV this morning. He took a fellow out to see the books that he studied, the Bible and so forth. And he had them hidden in an old beehive. This was in a communist country. He had them hidden away where they could not be gotten from him. He loved the book. My friend, we need to love the Bible today. God's precious Word. Let's look to the Lord in prayer before our invitation today. Our Father, we thank Thee for loving us and caring for us. Father, we're grateful today for all You're going to do this week. Help us, Father, to keep our eyes upon Thee. Lord, we pray for Brother Casey as he comes to us to give out Your Word. May we be here each night, Lord, to hear what You'd have us to hear and to go forth and be obedient, Father, to Your Word. We're grateful, Father, for all You're able to do in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'd like to stand and turn to 214. The song says, Lord, I'm coming home. I'd like for our revival to start today in our own hearts. We'll be standing here at the front to receive you. If you are here and lost this morning, there's no better time than now. Meet the Lord face to face as we stand to sing. Heads in prayer. As Linda plays quietly on the piano for us. I don't know your need today, friend, but as their eyes are closed, heads are bowed, I'd like to pray for you before we sing another stanza of this hymn. If you're here today as a Christian, you say with uplifted hand, I need prayer today. Please pray for me. Yes, God bless each of these. God bless. Are there others? Yes. God bless these. You say, with uplifted hand, I'm a Christian, but I need prayer in my life. I need prayer. God bless you. God bless each of these. I wonder if there's someone here today who is still not a Christian, and you say with uplifted hand, please pray for me. Is there one? Dear Father, we are grateful to Thee for this day and all that You have done for us. We thank Thee for salvation, most of all, Father, that We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Father, we thank Thee today for this so great salvation. We just pray for this next stanza, Lord, of this hymn, that You'd speak to each of our hearts through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing the second stanza, Brother Tom. Be glad to stay here all day. Get someone to trust the Lord. I trust each one of us are here who are saved. We'll spend more time with this book.